The theme for August has been how different aspects of our church create community. I've been very excited about the justice work Prairie is learning to do in our community. Our reach over the past year has really been impressive, from participating in marches, there we are, to caring for our homeless neighbors in Aurora, to keeping our open space clean and partnering with those who care for animals in need. Our Justice League has created community by deeply listening to each other's stories, whether our previous experience with justice work. And we've talked a lot about mental health, the police, pink hats, sexual violence. We have created a community that goes deep and sustains our justice efforts, for we truly know that we do not walk alone. We invite you to join us for our meetings anytime. Our next meeting is Sunday after the service on September 9th. And I hope you have found that as we go into the community to accompany those in need, something interesting and amazing has happened. Our community here has grown closer. I know that I personally have gotten to talk to some of you more deeply than I have before. There is something about working together and feeling the energy of that that binds us in care. We feel we are making some small change, some corner of kindness, if just for a moment. It's powerful and it's humbling. Many of you know that I am recently pursuing a PhD in educational leadership and equity. It's soon they're going to change the name to critical education, which fits a little better, actually. I know I have much to learn about working for justice, and I'm so grateful for this opportunity and the support I find here in this community. I was a little surprised about the scholarly work being done in the field about the importance of community. Researchers are finding what we have known in our hearts. In community, we are stronger together and we can accomplish more. It's here that we learn to deeply listen and understand differences and put our faith into action. The article I read last night articulates it so much better than I can. It illuminates how far we've come as a church and the good work our community has fostered. It also talks about ways that we can continue to grow. Here are some of the excerpts. So the name of the article is Community Building in Social Justice Work, A Critical Approach. And it's by Sylvia Christina Bettes from the University of North Carolina at Greensboro and Kathy Hinton from Southern Illinois University. This is what they say. There's something compelling in all the different ways of talking about community, even as the very idea of community also poses some significant challenges. Thus, it seems important to tease out what we mean by community when we call for building community as a critical, yet sometimes overlooked aspect of social justice work. An important part of social justice work is building these critical communities that can help to push us toward new ways of thinking and open us up to new ideas and energy that will support our efforts in spite of these challenges. Specifically, we think it is best to view community as an ongoing practice, not something that's established, as a verb, not a noun. It is something not marked by fixed boundaries and ideologies, but is better conceptualized as fluid, decentered, shifting, and always in process. It is a vision of community that is more postmodern than modern, where the center is shifted from sameness to two ideas, acceptance of otherness and cooperation with differences. Furman offers that postmodern community is community of difference. It is based on the ethics of acceptance of others with respect, justice, and appreciation on peaceful cooperation within difference. It is inspired by the metaphor of interconnected, interdependent web of persons engaged in global community. Isn't that amazing words to hear from someone who's not UU, but a scholar who studies work in the field? I was like, wait, what? It is also a vision that is critical in that it entails ongoing reflection, questioning, and exploration of our assumptions, as well as attention to the inevitable power dynamics that are part of any efforts to collaborate amid differences. This alternative image of community requires that we cultivate certain habits, dispositions, and practices, as well as create different structures for ongoing engagement. Here you go. See if you hear some prairie stuff in here. For example, it requires us to be welcoming, open, reflective, flexible, generous, improvisational, tolerant, and collegial, and to create institutional norms and structures that support these dispositions. Three of the most important habits we need to hold and help develop in each other are the abilities to effectively dialogue across differences, to look outward, to build connections and networks, which is what I feel like we've started to do with our justice work, and to be patient and hopeful, like Kid President says, while trusting that engagement, rather than isolation or self-centeredness, indeed changes the world around us.